Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How can prudent investors and those with retirement financial plans, retirement, whether you're retired now or in the future, how can you actually take advantage of some opportunities due to the market dip and the CARES Act? So, you know, tax planning, tax income taxes for most of us is the largest expense you and I will ever have in our lifetime. And reducing income taxation is a key part of a successful financial plan, especially in retirement. You have more control of your income taxes in retirement than at any other time in your life. And there are some unique opportunities that can be presented here in 2020. And a couple of one of those opportunities is looking at the possibility of Roth IRA conversion. Now, Roth conversions were up substantially in the first quarter. People taking traditional IRAs and converting them to Roth. If you take $50,000, you convert it to Roth, you pay income tax on the $50,000 now, and then 5 years after that conversion, that money is income tax-free forever. So look at the different layers in here. One, stock markets are down, investments are down. So if you're converting now for the same amount of money, you're converting more shares of investment because the market is down. So you're taking advantage of those reduced prices to get a better deal on the income taxes now. And then later on, that money is income tax free. And then we've also got the added element of where are we going with our income taxes in the future. We have close to $23 trillion of federal debt. We're spending tremendous deficits to try to attack this economic downturn and effect of coronavirus. And, you know, what are the long-term implications of that? Where might our tax rates be in 10 or 15 or 20 years? So you not only can maybe convert, consider Roth conversion on lower prices, you're also hopefully doing it in a lower tax bracket to where you may be you might be in 10 or 15 years. Now, don't overdo this, but when Roth IRA works is when you do the conversion, you're in hopefully a lower tax bracket than later on when you take the money out. So for those working Americans, a lot of you, your taxable income maybe is going to drop substantially. So rather than have higher taxes later, you might have lower taxes later. So be careful with that. You don't overdo that. But those of you with large IRA balances and 401k balances, once you're over age 72 and have to take minimum distributions, you may find your income tax rates, your taxable income is much higher. So it's a real opportunity now. And with the CARES Act, if you're 72 years or older, they have suspended the required minimum distributions for 2020. So now you have a one-year window here where markets are down to be able to get discounts on your Roth conversion planning, and you're not having to take those taxable distributions. So maybe you can take advantage of that in a lower tax rate today to hedge income taxes in the future. So tax planning is so important when we have things like this happening. There's also tax loss harvesting. And tax gain harvesting with how you use capital gains and capital losses in your tax planning. The ability to realize capital gains at maybe a 0% tax bracket, the ability to take advantage of losses, there's all kinds of things you should be doing. So when we have things like this happening, we should be looking for opportunities to take advantage of, not only from an investment perspective, but also from an income tax perspective.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.